Which, but there were three this time, right? Who would you say the names of the three men?
Nixon, Alfred, Wallace.
Right, and if you had your choice of those three, would you want one of them to be president?
No, I don't think so.
Would you tell me some, you know, one thing that you think that was bad with each of them? Why you wouldn't have wanted, say, why wouldn't you have wanted Humphrey?
Well, because we'd still had Johnson, if we had.
And you think that he would have, you know, told Humphrey what to do?
I think so.
And then what about if we had Wallace?
Well, I don't know what he'd have done.
Do you think he would have made a good president?
Well, I don't much think he would.
What about Nixon? What made you not want to have Nixon?
Well, I just wasn't a Republican.
What do you think about the war in Vietnam?
I think they ought to stop it.
And do what?
Bring the boys home.
Do you remember when Martin Luther King was killed?
Yes.
Could you make any comments about that?
No.
Do you have any opinions about him? What you thought he was doing, if he was good or bad or meddling or what?
Well, for one thing, I think he was meddling. I don't think he is doing much good. But I don't know much about it. They have so much going on, I don't...
Did it affect things here in Flippin at all?
No.
Anything different here now with the civil rights than it used to be?
I don't guess so. I don't ever see anything.
Can you think of anything else that you'd like to, you know, anything to tell me that you'd like to?
I done told you more than that, I think I know.
And what do you think about the presidency?
President. Well, I'm gonna tell you the truth. There's no difference now with what we've got. The Democrats and the Republicans is all in the same category.
Mm-hmm.
And there won't be no change made. You watch what I tell you.
You think it's going to, everything's going to be just the same?
Why, sure. It can't go no other way.
Who would you like to have seen as president?
Well, I'd rather seen Wallace.
You would? What do you think Wallace would have done for everybody?
Well, he couldn't have done everything for everybody because they don't have the money to do it with. With what the colored race is asking for, they couldn't do it. And they are dying out naturally, you see, because they can't get it. What did the March on Washington affect? Hell. You know, only cost the government about $150,000 or more, maybe $1 million. And the war, that's a rotten, propped up thing, isn't that? We don't get nothing out of it but a graveyard and expense from now on, that's all.
And do you think we should have been there in the first place?
No.
If you were president right now, what would you do?
I'd bring everything out from over there and tell them to fight one another till they all drop dead. Don't you see, don't you read, hear the news? All right, they don't want us over there. The crowd we are fighting for don't want us over there. You see, in the last few days, the president over there won't go along with the United States with the peace talks over yonder. But you can't make nothing out of that. You can't whip a country that they're not for you. We'd be fighting over that 100 years from now.